අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේන් අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමේ නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර
Dear children, you are welcome to Rohunu Guru Gedara English program. I'm Pramudita Kaumadi, a teacher from Navadagala Mahavidyalaya, LPTA. Today, you are going to learn future perfect tense in passive voice. Before that, please write down this sentence. By the end of this week, results have been released. By the end of this week, results have been released. In that sentence, what's the time indicator? Yes, by the end of this week. What's the action? Results have been released. Results have been released. What can you say about the action? Is it a present, past, or a future action? Yes, it's a future action. So, my dear children, this sentence is written in future perfect tense passive voice. Before learning passive voice, we should identify active voice sentences in future perfect tense. Active voice sentences in future perfect tense. To describe actions that will be completed at a certain time in the future, we use future perfect tense. To describe actions that will be completed at a certain time in the future, we use future perfect tense. Now, look at the first sentence in the activity 1 in your worksheet. The first sentence in the activity 1 in your worksheet. By the end of this month, we will have completed the syllabus. By the end of this month, we will have completed the syllabus. Then, look at the second sentence also. They will have sold all the shirts before we go to the shop. They will have sold all the shirts before we go to the shop. In both sentences, actions will be completed at a certain time in the future. In the first sentence, the certain time is by the end of this month. And in the second sentence, before we go to the shop. The second sentence, before we go to the shop. Can you please underline them? Children, did you see any specific thing about the certain time? Yes, my dear children, we can use the phrase that shows the certain time at the beginning or at the end of the sentence. Both the sentences we discussed are in active voice, future perfect tense. Can you guess the formula for the future perfect tense in active voice? Please write it down. Subject plus will have plus past participle. Subject plus will have plus past participle. Children, today's lesson is future perfect tense passive voice. Future perfect tense passive voice. Children, in active voice, we pay more attention to the doer of the action. We paid more attention to the doer of the action. But in passive voice, we pay more attention to the receiver. In passive voice, we pay more attention to the receiver. The receiver means who gets the result of the action expressed in the verb. Children, can you underline the doer and the receiver in the first sentence? Yes, in the first sentence, the doer is we and the receiver is the syllabus. If we ask what will have completed, your answer should be the syllabus. Children, can you underline the doer and the receiver in the second sentence? The doer is they and the receiver is all the shirts. If we ask what will they have sold, your answer should be all the shirts. Okay, children. Why we should know the doer and the receiver in the sentence? Because in passive voice, we place the receiver as the subject. In passive voice, we place the receiver as the subject. But in active voice, subject is the doer. We can clarify this using our examples. Look at the first sentence. Now we are going to a passive voice sentence. We write the time phrase by the end of the month. First, we don't do any change for it. Then we have underlined we. It's the doer. Also, it's the subject. But I said in passive voice, receiver becomes the subject. Who is the receiver in this sentence? The syllabus. Then we write it. Now your sentence should be like this. By the end of this month, the syllabus. By the end of this month, the syllabus. Then we write will have been. We write will have been. Here we introduce our new friend been. Not B-E-I-N-G being. It is B-E-E-N been. It is B-E-E-N been. Then we write past participle of the verb. If there is an agent, that means the doer of the action, we add by and then write the doer of the action in object form. Children, passive voice sentence should be by the end of this month, the syllabus will have been completed by us. By the end of this month, the syllabus have been completed by us. Here, we don't use by we because the object of we is us. Okay, children, can you guess the formula for the passive voice? It's this. Write it down, please. Subject plus will have plus been plus past participle of the verb plus by plus doer of the action. Again, subject plus will have plus been plus past participle of the verb plus by plus doer of the action. We did two changes in making a passive voice sentence. Those are, we changed the subject and we added been. You learned how to write positive or the affirmative form. Now, you are going to learn how to write passive voice negative sentences in future perfect tense. You know, to express negative form, we use the word not. But there's a question. Where should we place the word not? We place it after will, before have. After will and before have. Will not have been. Will not have been. In the positive sentence, will have been. And in the negative sentence, will not have been. We can write our sentences in negative as follows. By the end of this month, the syllabus will not have been completed by us. By the end of this month, the syllabus will not have been completed by us. When we write passive voice negative sentences, we do three changes. They are, as in the positive form, we change the subject. That means we place receiver as the subject. We added not after will. We added been. B-E-E-N, been. The formula should be, for the negative sentence, subject plus will plus not plus have been plus past participle plus by plus do of the action. Again, subject plus will plus not plus have been plus past participle plus by plus do of the action. We can say will not as won't. W-O-N apostrophe T. Will not have been, won't have been. Will not have been, won't have been. Now, we are going to learn the question or the interrogative form. Here, we write will first, then subject, have been, then past participle of the verb. We can write our sentence in question form like this. By the end of this month, will the syllabus have been completed by us? By the end of this month, will the syllabus have been completed by us? The formula should be, please write it down, will plus subject plus have been plus by plus do of the action. Will plus subject plus have been plus by plus do of the action. Children, we learnt how to construct passive voice sentences in positive, negative, and the question form. Now we are going to discuss the activities. Let's take out the task sheet. First activity. Second sentence. They will salt all the shirts before we go to the shop. We have underlined the doer and the receiver. We use receiver as the subject and add B-E-E-N, been. Finally, we place the doer of the action in object form. All the shirts will have been sold by them before we go to the shop. All the shirts will have been sold by them before we go to the shop. The third sentence is, farmers will have ploughed the fields within the next 2 months. Farmers will have ploughed the fields within the next 2 months. Underline the doer and the receiver. The doer is farmers and the receiver is the fields. We place receiver as the subject and we write passive voice sentence like this. The fields will have been ploughed by the farmers within the next 2 months. The fields will have been ploughed by the farmers within the next 2 months. Don't forget to add been after will have. Now we are in the fourth sentence. By 5 p.m., I will have finished the project. By 5 p.m., I will have finished the project. Underline the doer and the receiver. The doer is I. The receiver, the project. We place the project as the subject. This is the passive voice sentence. By 5 p.m., the project will have been finished by me. By 5 p.m., the project will have been finished by me. In the active voice sentence, the doer is I and it is the subject. But in passive voice, it takes the object form. That's why we write I as me. I as me. Now we are in the fifth sentence. The students will have painted the classroom before it gets dark. The students will have painted the classroom before it gets dark. In this sentence, the students is the doer and the classroom is the receiver. The passive voice sentence is, the classroom will have been painted by students before it gets dark. The classroom will have been painted by the students before it gets dark. In activity 2, you have to write the negative or the question form of the passive voice. The first sentence is, before the competition ends, Anne will not have won 6 gold medals. Before the competition ends, Anne will not have won 6 gold medals. Who is the receiver? And who is the doer? Anne is the doer and 6 gold medals is the receiver. To write the passive voice sentence, we change their position. Before the competition ends, 6 gold medals will not have been won by Anne. Before the competition ends, 6 gold medals will not have been won by Anne. Don't forget to write the word not and also been. Now we are in the second sentence. by the time teacher comes. Children will not have read the lesson. By the time teacher comes, children will not have read the lesson. Underline the doer and the receiver. We write the passive voice sentence as, by the time teacher comes, the lesson will not have been read by children. By the time teacher comes, the lesson will not have been read by children. Okay, children, the third sentence. My sister will not have cleaned the kitchen until mother comes. My sister will not have cleaned the kitchen until mother comes. In this sentence, the doer is my sister. The receiver is the kitchen. The passive voice negative sentence is, the kitchen will not have been cleaned by my sister until mother comes. The kitchen will not have been cleaned by my sister until mother comes. Children, fourth and the fifth sentences are in question form. Don't be afraid. Try to find out the doer and the receiver. Then change their places. Also, you should change the place of the word will. Let's check. The fourth sentence is, will the masons have built the house before the owner arrives? Will the masons have built the house before the owner arrives? The passive voice sentence is, will the house have been built by the masons before the owner arrives? Will the house have been built by the masons before the owner arrives? First we change the word will, then we write the subject, then have with been, past participle of the verb. Let's take the fifth sentence. Will the bank have repaid the money within next month? Will the bank have repaid the money within next month? In this sentence, the bank is the doer and the money is the receiver. We write passive voice sentence as follows. Will the money have been repaid by the bank within next month? Will the money have been repaid by the bank within next month? The question mark. Don't forget to add been. Okay, children. Now look at the activity 3. In this activity, here only words have been given to you and you should construct the passive voice sentences. In this activity, you have to be careful because the verb is given in present tense and the past participle form is not given. Did you identify it? Under the question number 1, words are the tickets by 7 o'clock. Here, first you have to identify the form, positive, negative or the question. This is in positive form. I told, if there is an agent or the doer of action, we use it with by. But here there is no an agent, so you don't want to worry about it. Now we are going to construct the sentence. The tickets will have been bought by 7 o'clock. My dear children, please try to complete the rest of the sentences in that activity alone. Now, we have come to the end of the today's lesson. I hope you will practice more with your teachers. Hope to meet you again with another interesting lesson. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
ගුරු ගෙදර සම්බන්ධව ඔබට මතුවන ගැටලු සහ ඔබේ අදහස් පළ කිරීමට දැන් SMS සේවාවක් සක්‍රියයි. ඉංග්‍රීසි විෂයට අදාළ පාඩම පිළිබඳව ඔබට ගැටලුවක් වේ නම් ENG හිස්තැනක් Q හිස්තැනක් ප්‍රශ්නය පැහැදිලිව සරලව සඳහන් කොට ඉංග්‍රීසි අකුරෙන් වෙනත් ආකාරයකින් කියන්නේ නම් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ්. සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් වලින් ලියා 0.7.0.488.1.488 0.7.0.488.1.488 අංකයට යොමු කරන්න. ඔබට යම් අදහසක් හෝ යෝජනාවක් හෝ ඉදිරිපත් කරන්න තිබේ නම් ඔබ කළ යුත්තේ ඉහත Q අක්ෂරය වෙනුවට C අක්ෂරය යෙදීමයි.